AP News.
Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. has paused intelligence sharing and military aid with Ukraine. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
We have taken a step back.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz.
And are pausing and reviewing all aspects of this relationship.
Statements by U.S. officials suggest it may be only a short suspension, part of President Trump's push to force President Zelensky into peace negotiations with Russia. In the meantime, European leaders are holding an emergency meeting in Brussels to discuss ways to shore up their own defenses and make sure Ukraine is protected. French Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu says France will continue to share sovereign military intelligence with Ukraine and that President Macron has told him to speed up aid packages.
Russie n'est pas une menace.
Lecornu says Russia is accustomed to political survival through external aggression and that Europe must, quote, put our money where our mouth is. I'm Jennifer King.
Republicans in Congress hammered four Democratic mayors about their so-called sanctuary city policies.
These policies only create sanctuary for criminals.
James Comer is chair of the House Oversight Committee. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu would like to see bipartisan legislation.
The false narrative is that immigrants in general are criminals or immigrants in general cause all sorts of danger and harm. That is actually what is undermining safety in our communities. If you wanted to make us safe, pass gun reforms. Stop cutting Medicaid. Stop cutting cancer research. Stop cutting funds for veterans. That is what will make our city safe.
The mayors defended their policies as legal, even as they seem to carefully avoid using the term sanctuary. Police say three skiers flown by helicopter to a remote mountain range in Alaska were swept away by an avalanche and likely killed. If the deaths are confirmed, it could be the deadliest U.S. avalanche since three climbers were killed in a slide in Washington's Cascade Range 2 years ago. This is AP News. Hamas is brushing off President Trump's latest threats
and reiterated that it will only free the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for a lasting ceasefire in Gaza. Hamas has said Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are trying to back out of the ceasefire agreement that they reached in January. The agreement calls for negotiations over a second phase in which the hostages would be released in exchange for more Palestinians held in Israeli jails, a lasting ceasefire, and an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Negotiations on that phase were supposed to begin in early February. Only limited preparatory talks have been held so far. I'm Karen Chamas.
European shares opened mostly lower. U.S. futures dropped more than 1% after most Asian markets ended the day with gains. It's response to President Trump's easing of tariffs on U.S. automakers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.